What do I recall? I had an apartment with an amazing view. It was in what was called the City of Death.
So you were...
dead. At least, I think I was. Why else would I be there?
Well, were you frightened?
Being dead? No. When you're dead, it's like, well, that's it. I'm dead. Anyway, I was standing in an apartment, looking out a window. The city was endless. There were streets and boulevards. They went off in all directions. But then I was outside, walking along one of the streets. I remember there were buildings. There were people. But there weren't any trees or bushes or even grass. Just cement and sidewalks.
You were just walking down the street in the City of Death?
Yes. You know. Just going for a stroll. Seeing the sights.
Well, what did you see?
Well, everyone I saw was dead. But they looked all right.
They didn't look dead?
No, just more like maybe a little confused. Now and then I'd see someone who looked quite happy.
Happy it was finally over?
But that's just it. It wasn't.
Even in death, life goes on. And on.
Not like on and on. More like over and over. Anyway, everyone in the City of Death seemed in transit.
Coming and going?
No. More like just waiting. The city was gray, overcast. It was what you'd expect death to be.
Were there street signs in the City of Death?
There were. I don't remember the names, though. I remember the graffiti.
There was graffiti?
Yeah. Not a lot, but occasionally.
Anything good?
Nothing that original. I remember seeing, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And there was, is death the final sleep? No, it is the next awakening.
Now that's a good one.
And death is the greatest illusion of all.
So it's not the eternal sleep?
Eternal? No. But every time we go to sleep, it's like a small death. Did you know that?
Sleep is a lot like dying?
Apparently it is. My favorite graffiti was, he who dies with the most toys still dies.
Ah, yes. What else do you remember?
There was what they called a soul sweeper. It was like, well, kind of like a street sweeper, but it looked more like a big vacuum cleaner on wheels. No, they weren't wheels. They were treads, you know, like a caterpillar tractor has, or maybe a tank. And if you were unlucky enough to be out on the street when it came along, it had a long tube that would come snaking out. And even if you tried running away, it'd just come right out and slurp, suck you right up.
Now that sounds scary.
We'd try to warn each other. If someone saw it, they'd start shouting, soul sweeper, soul sweeper.
It'd suck up your soul?
Let's see if I can explain. We were in make-believe bodies. They looked like our real bodies. I mean, back on this dimension, our bodies were just ash, you know, cremated or decaying in some cemetery. But in the City of Death, we wore a sort of sheath or husk or skin that looked like our original bodies. Its purpose was to hold our soul, at least for a while. But if the soul sweeper caught you, ha, it'd suck out your soul. And all that was left looked like those inflatable Christmas snowmen when there's no air inside. There's just a wrinkled plastic skin lying on the ground. Like nothing left.
I wouldn't want to get caught by that.
I know. It caught me.
The soul sucker got you?
Soul sweeper. I wanted to run, but I thought, if I just keep walking, maybe it won't see me. But it did. That long tube came wiggling along the sidewalk, and it grabbed my foot.
Sucked you right up?
It wasn't a vacuum. It had little brushes that were whirling around and pulling me in. First my foot, and then my ankle, and then my leg, until it grabbed my thigh, and meanwhile my other leg was still walking, still pulling me along.
You weren't frightened?
I should have been. But at the time, I remember thinking, if I'm dead, how much worse can this be? I mean, the City of Death was pretty boring, but this wasn't. And then it grabbed my other foot and started pulling that leg in, and there were all those little brushes creeping up my skin, pulling in my shoulders and arms, and then my head, and whoops, in I went, my whole soul and all. And then it made this sort of sound and spit out my plastic skin. Once I was inside the sweeper, it sounded like it was breathing. Other than that, I felt calm. I felt at peace. And that was it.
You woke up.
Yeah.
And you called Mojo's Cafe to find out what that means?
No. I called to tell you I had lost my dream. But telling you about it, I found it. And now, maybe I can get some sleep.